Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone's staying safe in lockdown still. Delighted today to be joined by Sean Bourgeois. Sean is founder and CEO of Tremor Technologies. Tremor is an insurtech who's been around for almost a couple of years now, I guess you've been public, and offers a advanced marketplace that I'll leave Sean to explain more about. Sean, good to see you.
Good to see you. Great to be here. Thank you.
Sure, nice to talk to you. So to begin, I think it really would help to give a bit of an explanation of Tremor, what it is, what's the value proposition to the marketplace, and how you feel you can make risk transfer more efficient.
Sure. Yeah. Well, at the heart of what we do, Tremor is a risk transfer marketplace. We bring, modern liquidity while preserving relationships from for cedents, brokers, and reinsurers. And we just essentially match risk and capital much more efficiently than the traditional process today. And I think, Steve, it probably makes sense to talk a little bit about what marketplace technology is or what we think it is. And at the heart and soul of what we do really is about price discovery and syndication of risk using technology to do that. There are, other folks out there that play around the fringes of a marketplace, but are not really marketplaces unless they're actually computing price and allocating limit. And that's a tricky thing to do. So you can imagine in a reinsurance transaction, a typical one, you have a buyer protection and a panel of reinsurers. And that panel, each reinsurer very much likely has its own view on price, and especially relative to the quantity they're willing to take. They have a portfolio, they're building a portfolio. At any moment in time, their view on price and quantity is likely different from others. And in addition, they're likely contemplating contingencies across layers of programs or across programs. All of that information times 20, 30, 40 reinsurers, if you try to use that information all at once to solve for a market clearing price that takes everything into account at the same time, that's a very difficult technology problem to solve. And that's exactly the problem that we solve. And in doing so, we bring lots of efficiency to the process and lots of efficiency to the market.
Sure. No, it's interesting. As you well know from our previous discussions, I'm fascinated by the use of technology in making risk transfer more efficient. But it does seem that there's a piece of the transaction and the program placement currently that technology can really help with, which I know is where one of the areas you're most focused. I mean, can you perhaps say a little bit about what made you sort of found Tremor? What was it that gave you? Did you have a light bulb moment, sort of thinking, here's a way this can work better? Because I know you used to be in the reinsurance industry as well.
I did, yeah. I started my career as a reinsurance underwriter, and I learned the business at a couple of different companies with some really great mentors, and left the industry just as the technology internet 1.0 wave was cresting. Decided to move industries completely, and after doing that, I kind of landed in the advertising technology space a little bit by accident, but watched that space move from essentially a subscription market where buys were organized on, mainly on paper a year in advance, and the cost or price of the media was negotiated in really slow and arduous ways, and watched that market move from that process to a programmatic process today where auction technology, optimization, mathematics are really working to power matching engines to figure out price and allocations, billions of transactions a second today. That took 6 or 7 years, but now there's a complete ecosystem in the ad space where there are a number of exchanges, there are bidding technologies on both sides of the market, there are data providers underpinning the market. And I always thought as that was evolving that, wow, you could really apply this, retrofit it properly. You could apply many of these techniques to much better, much more efficiently transfer risk in the wholesale risk market and the reinsurance market. Lots of differences between the ad market, but at the core, many of those technologies that power ads and power other capital markets, frankly, made a lot of sense to me to bring to the reinsurance market. So after just seeing that over many years and watch the dramatic transformation of that market, I felt it would be a great thing to do to bring it to the risk market. Started, as you mentioned, a couple of years ago, and we've had a pretty product in market for about 18 months.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. It's actually quite a good way of thinking about it. If you think about banner adverts on websites and different levels of sort of priority and prevalence and how visible they are to people at different times in their browsing experience. And obviously that comes with a different price associated with it, like layers in a reinsurance program.
Exactly. There are some really interesting parallels that on the surface you might not think there are, but there are many. We definitely agree.
Obviously we're in a state of partial lockdown in the UK now, and I know in the US they're beginning to release some of the restrictions that you've had recently. But how's business been through this? I mean, obviously you're a digital first business, so I'm sure working remotely wasn't an issue, but have you seen maybe any elevated interest due to the pandemic, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. For us, I mean, the transformation that was already underway has accelerated. You know, operationally for us, we didn't skip a beat. We have a relatively distributed team, and working remotely is kind of by default. It's native to us. So this sort of current crisis that we're facing was operationally for us, not even a hiccup. But more importantly is what's happening in the market and the amount of inbound inquiries we've gotten, where the market today, the traditional market, as you know, the face-to-face market, is pretty frozen, and it's pretty tricky out there right now. So I think there's a lot of programs and there are a lot of cedents and brokers that are facing some challenges to get programs over the line. We've gotten a lot of inquiries, in particular in the run-up to mid-year. Are there ways that we can help sort of facilitate these transactions using online technologies? So I think for us, the bottom line is we were growing, things were going very well, but the crisis has basically forced a faster or more accelerated transformation that had already started.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, we published an article today about the fact some reinsurers are perhaps holding back some capacity because they're aware that there's going to be layers that fail to get fully placed at the renewals. And so there's going to be carriers out there needing additional capacity. Obviously, in those sorts of situations, as you move through into July and perhaps beyond, then pricing becomes even harder to negotiate. And maybe that's where technology really plays a role.
It really does. I mean, the challenges that the market faces today are kind of a function of the market structure. So a lot of those programs that you mentioned that are now short, those were pretty much defined firm order terms that among the parties that we're discussing and negotiating, the thought was, okay, this will place, this will fill the program. This is a market clearing price. And as you know, depends on who you talk to, it seems like at least a third, if not a half of the Florida market at least, is left today with really short programs kind of turning back to their traditional intermediaries saying, okay, what happened with that firm order price? I thought that was going to clear the market. Mm-hmm. And what's happening are things like you said, supply has left the market, different forms of supply. So that obviously is going to increase the price naturally, but the prediction of what was going to happen really fell pretty short, and it's very hard to do that, right? And that's where technology like ours, I think, can really be helpful, because folks can put their best foot forward in discretion with blind sealed bidding mechanics that we have. They're basically asking for exactly what they want, and we're able to clear the market super efficiently. We're not sort of superficially testing where certain markets will be and then recommending a firm order term. We're asking everybody to come to the market at once and put their best foot forward. We think that approach, there are many sort of manifestations of what we can do to help unlock the market that's pretty locked right now, is just a better way to transact generally. It's a more modern way to be able to transact risk.
No, it sounds like that's something that wouldn't just help the markets to get the capacity they need, but it would also help brokers to perhaps offer a more efficient way to place risk for their clients as well, which should add value for their clients.
Absolutely. And, you know, we do work with many reinsurance brokers today. And our view is in other markets that we've all worked in as part of Tremor, what we've seen are brokers continue to have an advisory role in programmatic markets, but rather become programmatic traders on behalf of their clients. And I think that's, there's a big business here for brokers to build on top of our technology as an exchange. We are not a broker. We are an exchange. We're a third-party marketplace. So we see tremendous opportunity for brokers to kind of capture that programmatic trading capability. And in the case where we sit today, to kind of help unlock supply, help their clients complete programs, whether a full program or a shortfall, using technologies like we have.
And that actually really fits well with the current paradigm of a reinsurance broker, which is increasingly sophisticated, value-added services. They're doing everything from the origination through the modeling, through the analysis. They've got the data, they own that data. They know sort of what the clients have available and they have a good idea of what the markets can do. And actually the bit that you guys do is really just that last mile, isn't it? The matching efficiently of the risk with the capital, which if you can do that and help the brokers to make their jobs more effective and more efficient, you'd think that would be a really quite compelling thing at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, we see it as brokers playing a continual and important advisory role for their clients, doing all of the things that you've mentioned, which are not things that a marketplace would do. And then coming to Tremor for part of the placements that they manage, where they can get essentially faster, better, cheaper execution using the technology that we have, to kind of backtracking to the beginning of the conversation, to take into account what everyone wants all at the same time, their client and all of the sellers on the other side of the transaction, and to do that really, really efficiently. And we offer that capability to brokers, many of whom have used it. And we see a wonderful opportunity to continue to do so.
And then I guess on the other side of the transaction for the markets, it's also a great, almost like a storefront where they can advertise their pricing and their wares, but also see a load of product that they can potentially buy as well. So it works for both sides, you'd think.
Exactly. And that's the discussion that we have with reinsurers. We say, you know, what we can offer you, which is quite unique, is just a continual stream, a dynamic stream of risk. And you're able to essentially evaluate as you do today, no changes to business process or flow, but you're able to bid exactly how you want each time and every time. And you're able to better fit that portfolio that you're trying to build, using the technology that we offer. So I totally agree. I think for the reinsurer side, for Lloyd's syndicates, for ILS funds, I think we offer a really dynamic and efficient way for portfolio construction and for building that portfolio over time.
And I guess one other thing that brings to mind is how complex, obviously, the underlying risk can be, and how complex the program itself and the structure of the program differs and things like that. And so how do you see brokers and cedents sort of working together through the placement process using Tremor as the placement? Would they do a lot of work up front and then bring it to you, or would they potentially test the market and identify the best structure that way? Or how would you generally see it working?
Yeah, we've seen both. I mean, both can absolutely work. But in general, I think the way that we think it works best is where a broker and cedent are working through the presentation of a complex portfolio of risk and sending it as they do today and having discussions one-on-one with the panel that they would like to bring to the placement. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't change too much. I think that, and that frankly is a really important role for the broker to play and continue to play. And when done well, where we come in is, okay, when all the panelists are defined, the risk has been well discussed and negotiated essentially from a contract wording perspective, that at that point is a product that then needs to be priced and syndicated. And that's where our technology comes in and can do a really good job. So the front end and the back end essentially are not changing very much. Where Tremor is sort of sitting is a role where, you know, frankly, people, no matter how good they are, you're just not able to do better than the computational power of optimization technology. So that we play that particular role, which we think is quite valuable.
Sure. It's really interesting. So in recent weeks, you got into running regular auctions for industry loss warranties. And it was just yesterday you published some really interesting data that gives some really unique insights into that marketplace, I think. So how have the sort of auctions been going? And I'm guessing this is something that you'd you'd look to continue?
Yeah, and you know, we had quite modest expectations to start this. I mean, our view for a while has been that the ILW market can be a bit larger and certainly more dynamic than it is today. And we thought that if we were able to bring to market consistently four, five, or six structures that are common and have a capability for buyers and sellers to bid at the same time on a single product every week, in discretion and blind sealed bids, both parties don't know each other until a transaction has been consummated, with the capability, if you'd like, to limit the panel on either side, you can do that. That was our goal, to bring that to enable a capability for folks to trade just more efficiently across common structures. There will always be a need for bespoke structuring of certain types of ILWs and certain types of structures in general. That's fine. But we wanted to have a capability and a marketplace that folks could come to trade. It's still a bit early generally. We're still a couple of weeks out from mid-year. And we started a few weeks even before that. But you know, our modest expectation was to have some engagement, some folks buying and selling on each side, and perhaps we clear a trade. But over the last 8 weeks, we've essentially been able to bring $100 million to auction every single week. We've had more than 10 bidders. We've had more than 50 bids. We've had trades clear. And as can be seen in the data that we released yesterday, the spreads are beginning to narrow, which is really, really interesting. As the market is hardening, the spreads are narrowing. As people get more serious about trading, we see the opportunity for this marketplace to really begin to grow. I think that's the important piece. The market that we have today and the spreads that we're disclosing, the real trading data that's happening on our platform, it is the early stages, it's the beginning. You would expect wide spreads in the first stages, but as folks come and bid more and more and understand that, okay, if I'm contributing as a buyer or seller with bids that are discretionary, that folks don't, it's not, my trading strategy is not revealed to anyone, I'm going to get a wonderful amount of data back that's going to help me understand what I should do next and offer me an opportunity to complete transactions that may have been difficult to do otherwise. So we believe that over the next couple of weeks, transaction volume is going to begin to pick up, spreads are going to continue to narrow, and hopefully will become a permanent feature of the retro market.
Mm. No, it sounds like that's something that this market, the ILW market in particular, has needed, because they are simpler structures. A lot of the ILWs that are bought are fairly typical in terms of the attachment points and the coverage they provide. Yes, there's very bespoke and people who want second and third event and all of those funky additions. But yeah, if you can make available access route for people to buy their sort of standardized protection that really, I think this year people are going to need more than ever as well, I'm hearing from the market, then surely that's a very compelling thing right now. And it would be great to see more and more people bidding and looking at the pricing that's available through you guys. I think that's really a good thing for the marketplace as a whole.
Yeah, and I think it's a similar principle. So if you're a seller of protection, if you're a reinsurer or an ILS fund, and you're looking to build a portfolio of certain region peril combinations, ILWs being part of that, the great thing about a marketplace that trades every week with a set number of structures is you can come to the market, enter your price and quantity preferences in discretion, and we'll run an auction. If you get a trade that meets your expectations, perfect. It's added it to your portfolio. If not, that's fine. Maybe spreads are still a bit wide. You can come back next week and you can decide, do you want to be a little more aggressive or do you feel where you are is exactly where you want to stay? And you bid that way for the next week and so on and so forth. So it's kind of a continuous process. As folks enter the market, more liquidity becomes available, more competition, and then ultimately trades will begin to happen.
And it was an interesting time as well, I guess, with the pandemic and the repercussions from that in the capital markets, on top of the issues that we've seen around trapped collateral and how that's affected retrocession capacity. And then as you're running into probably the hardest mid-year renewal in a decade, potentially or more, it's actually no surprise that spreads are a bit wide at the moment and that they would come together as people begin to get really focused on ensuring they have protection through the wind season that's coming up.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you don't want to necessarily look at the data we released and say, okay, this is a tremor price. It's expensive or it's cheap. It's more of a, okay, this is a continuation of a process week to week. and spreads are beginning to narrow as folks begin to get more realistic with their trading ambitions and needs. So the key thing is the trends. And we think that, you know, as exact all of those dynamics that you mentioned should equate to wide spreads right now. And that's totally fine. But the great thing is you can simply come back every week. And as the need becomes more pressing, folks are, and we see it already, they're beginning to begin to trade a little bit differently. We'll trade a bit differently. We'll become a bit more aggressive. And then ultimately we'll begin clearing transactions. So like I said, we had a certain expectation, pretty modest, and we surpassed where we thought we would be right now. And we're really excited in the trends that we're beginning to see at the moment.
Yeah, and it's reflective of the traditional ILW placement market right now as well. I'm hearing that people are struggling to find capacity. Capacity might be offered, but then when you actually want to get a firm price, it's wildly different to the marks that are being put out there. And again, that's a wide spread in itself, really.
That's it. It's tough because you know prices posted today, I think it's not a secret, are far off from where things actually trade, and how much value is there in these posted prices if they're so far off. And then to actually complete a transaction, there's two things that are difficult. One is if you're a buyer or a seller and you're interested, everyone sort of starts out as a bespoke agreement with a lot of back and forth and running around trying to build supply or demand to make the transaction actually happen. So there's a lot of time involved in that. And then the other part of it that's tricky is if you're the buyer or seller, you may not want the market to know that you want to buy or sell. In fact, most times you probably don't want that to be the case. And making sure that is truly third-party discretionary and not released to the market is precisely what we offer. And so for those two reasons, we kind of cut out that sort of shaded bid rate card concept and the hustle that has to happen. And it's just a marketplace you come to at when you want. For every week, the transactions will happen in post, and real prices will be discovered and revealed back to the market. And unless you trade, no one's going to know if you're on one side of the market or the other.
Sure. I guess one thing that comes to mind is, are you going to change the structures that you offer through the ILW market as you run through the year, as different perils come on risk and things like that?
We will, yeah. And, you know, of course, some of it is seasonal. So we'll map the seasons to a certain extent. And we'll also add complementary structures as the market would like them to be added. You know, today we have four structures, essentially a wind, Florida wind cover, a Japan wind cover, and two wind and earthquake covers for the U.S. As sort of the market progresses and as interest builds for different attachment points, different severities, different region peril combinations, we're happy to add those, but we want to make sure they're complementary. We want to make sure we don't end up with 25, 30 different ILW structures that don't actually have a chance to clear because supply is too diffuse. So we want to try to strike the right balance.
Yeah, sure. No, that makes sense. So looking forwards, obviously you've got a platform now that people can place reinsurance through, they can place or buy or sell ILWs through. What other problems are you hoping to solve for people, and how's your pipeline looking for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I mean, for us, most of what we're focused on is essentially tripling the volume that came through the system last year. You know, we have big goals to try to meet and exceed $10 billion of limit placed through Tremor, and that'll be across a range of types of programs. Property catastrophe is a big one for us. The ILW market's doing great, but we're also able to handle proportional risks, per risk programs. We've done some facultative placements. We see a wonderful opportunity in the FAC market to help. And to a certain extent, we see, you know, large syndicated E&S risk as a great place for us to help as well. So for now, we're chasing all of those opportunities, but we see, you know, just if we kept our focus from the past year, at least three or four times the volume right in front of us that we want to do over the next, you know, 3 to 10 months.
Well, that's ambitious anyway. But I wish you luck. I do think it's obviously technology is something this marketplace needs. And I think over the next year, it needs it probably more than ever as well. And if people can add efficiency on to all points in the chain, it's going to be a very good thing for everybody involved. So thank you, Sean. Appreciate your time. Great to talk to you, and hope to talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.